A grueling rematch ahead. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The clock can officially start now that President Biden and former President Trump won enough delegates in primaries Tuesday. Primaries to become their party's presumptive nominees. Now, it is expected to be a bitter and costly campaign.
It sets up, as most expected, a seven-month walk-up to the general election this November as two men each fight for a second term in the White House. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington State held primaries Tuesday, with Hawaii holding a GOP caucus. Another moderate congressman is leaving the House. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was already retiring, but announced he will quit next week.
He was one of three Republicans who opposed impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. When Buck is gone, the House breakdown will be 218 Republicans to 213 Democrats. The GOP can only lose two votes. The House majority shrinks again next month if Democrats win a special election in western New York.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Lawmakers from both parties grilled special counsel Robert Hur Tuesday in a fiery House hearing over his bombshell report about President Biden's handling of classified documents. Afterwards, the White House dismissed a major statement by Hur.
The White House is arguing against special counsel Robert Hur's testimony that he never exonerated the president. The White House counsel's office posted on X, quote, "In America, you're innocent until proven guilty. The ultimate conclusion here was that charges are not warranted and the case is closed." In other words, the president was cleared.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. And Japan's Space One rocket, Kairos, exploded shortly after its inaugural launch Wednesday. Space One was hoping to become the first Japanese company to put a satellite into orbit. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An Indiana high school is backtracking after asking student Cameron Blasek to remove an American flag from his truck.
It happened at East Central High School. An administrator told the 17-year-old it was a violation of school rules for Cameron to park his truck in the school parking lot with the American flag on it. Now, as a show of support, other students showed up to school with American flags on their cars. Tom Black, the principal at East Central High School, says there may have been some misunderstanding, and the school is now allowing Cameron to display his flag, writing, "After careful consideration and in recognition of the importance of the U.S. flag as a symbol of unity and national identity, I am pleased to inform you that we are allowing the display of the U.S. flag by students in the East Central High School parking lot."
Fox's Matt Finn. Philadelphia police say they arrested a third suspect for last week's shooting of eight students at a bus stop. They did not release the 19-year-old's name, but said he will face charges, including attempted murder. Israel says it determined that an Israeli-American citizen was not taken hostage, at least not alive. Israel says Hamas killed Itay Chen during an October 7th massacre and took his body to Gaza.
The 19-year-old, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, was on active duty with the Israeli military at the time. Chen's father, Ruby, told Fox News last month Israel could have been doing more to secure the hostages' release.
It seems like Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, is not allowing the negotiations to develop as they could be.
Ruby Chen met President Joe Biden and other U.S. officials as part of the family's campaign. Israel says Hamas is now holding 134 hostages, of whom 33 are considered dead. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And no winner in Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, so it rolls over to Friday's drawing for an estimated $792 million. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.